What you're looking at is the last statement of our brother Marcellus Williams, set to be executed this evening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him justice, give him makhraj. And if ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree is that he is taken from this earth, may Allah give him the highest levels of paradise. Here in America, where there is a fetish to execute black men unjustly, historically, the resilience, bravery, honor, and dignity of this man is found in these incredible words. Facing death, facing an unjust death, all praise be to Allah in every situation. Ask yourselves, let me ask myself, what does it take for us to get off our iman, to get off our dedication to Allah, to feel like, yeah, you know what, like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have my back, I'm done, I'm out. Well, look at this brother, man. His evocative words brought to my heart some verses of the Quran that I wanted to recite to you. From the 41st chapter of the Quran, verses 30 through 33, I will put the translation in the box. I encourage you to study these verses, read these verses, memorize these verses, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the blessings of these verses and give it to our brother, as I ask him to do so now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين